Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, just about 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, January the 30th. And here's the latest news from the presidential campaign trail. John McCain is taking all of Florida's 57 convention delegates after winning the state's GOP primary. But rival Mitt Romney is not giving up. Romney says at a time like this, America needs someone who actually has had a job in the real economy. It appears Florida was Rudy Giuliani's last stand as a presidential candidate. The former New York mayor finished a distant third in Florida's GOP primary after basing his campaign in Florida. Republican officials say Giuliani plans to endorse John McCain today. One of Hillary Rodham Clinton's top campaign officials says her win in Florida's Democratic primary is significant, but rival Barack Obama's campaign says the victory is meaningless because no delegates were awarded and no campaigning occurred. Clinton won 50% of the vote in Florida to Obama's 33%. She went to Florida last night after the polls closed to thank voters there. Meanwhile, President Bill Clinton isn't talking about Barack Obama in his latest effort to build support for his wife. Instead of criticizing the Illinois senator, Clinton talked at a New Jersey stop yesterday about his wife's plans to strengthen the middle class. Some charge the former president's railing against Obama has cost Hillary Rodham Clinton votes. And indeed, reportedly, it is why Ted Kennedy this week endorsed Barack Obama on Tuesday. He was upset with former President Bill Clinton's campaign tactics. Bill has since chilled. So we're going to talk about the latest news from the presidential campaign trail and talk some about the tone of the campaigns during this hour and welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest. Does any of this have you wondering who you are going to be voting for? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Our guest is Susan Tolchin. She is a professor of public policy at George Mason University. She is the author of several books, including Glass Houses, Congressional Ethics and the Politics of Venom, and Global Anger, The Politics of Hatred. And she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Yes, very nice of you to join us today. We called you because we wanted to talk a little bit about the tone of the campaign and the nastiness that we were seeing in the campaign, in particular whether Bill Clinton was hurting Hillary Clinton with some of his talk on the campaign trail. But I want to have you react to the very latest news and the results of the Florida primary yesterday. John McCain defeats Mitt Romney in a close one, and Rudy Giuliani's dropping out.
Well, the conventional wisdom is, and now it's really, it's more than conventional wisdom. When something happens, conventional wisdom turns into fact. And everybody warned Giuliani that he really shouldn't stay out of the New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Iowa races, caucus races, and primaries, and he did. He said Florida was going to be his saving grace. And by the time that he got to Florida, momentum for the other candidates had really built. And he came in, as you said, a distant third, even though he'd raised about $47 million, and he campaigned very vigorously in Florida. I really don't know why. Florida is such a diverse state. I don't know why Giuliani felt that he could ignore the rest of the country.
Yeah. So does his endorsement of John McCain make John McCain the front runner now?
I think his endorsement is very meaningful. I mean, he comes from New York, and if he can bring some of that money, and if he can turn some of that money over to McCain and really turn some of his political support, then it will, it will help. I don't know how much it will help. I don't know if it'll help as much as Oprah Winfrey helped Obama, but it's certainly going to help.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about another endorsement on the campaign trail, and that was on Tuesday when the Kennedys endorsed Barack Obama. Here's Ted Kennedy.
I'll support the candidate who inspires me, who inspires all of us, who can lift our vision and summon our hopes and renew our belief that our country's best days are still to come.
So how significant
is... I think that's very significant. I think it's even more significant that his niece, Caroline Kennedy, who was the daughter of President John F. Kennedy, endorsed Obama several days earlier in a riveting piece in the weekend New York Times comparing Obama to her father. And this is very significant because I don't recall any other time that Caroline Kennedy has been involved in partisan politics.
Yeah.
So I think that was even more significant. I mean, the article was really over the top in terms of comparing Obama to her father. He's just like her. He's inspiring people and so on and so forth. And it was an adoring article and a very significant one. And I think that I think the endorsement by Senator Kennedy is significant, but I think hers is even more so.
Yeah. Do you believe that that Ted Kennedy jumped into this race when he said that he was going to be remaining neutral because of former President Bill Clinton's campaign tactics?
I don't know. There's no evidence for that, but you know, senators have big egos and ideas of their own, and there's absolutely no evidence that that did propel him. But I think that the you know, it might have. It very possibly might have. And I think that the Bill Clinton's behavior on the campaign trail has been it's been inappropriate, unbecoming for a former president to act in the way that he had. He's acting as an attack dog, and he can't sort of refrain himself from getting into the fray in the most partisan way, and somehow. It's unpresidential. You know, retired presidents are not supposed to act that way, and I think it was so counterculture that it caused a reaction, and Kennedy was expressing that reaction, perhaps.
Yeah. Here is one incident that got a lot of attention from former President Bill Clinton when campaigning for his wife in South Carolina.
What does it say about Barack Obama that it takes two of you to beat him?
That's just debate, too. Jesse Jackson won South Carolina twice in 84 and 88. And he ran a good campaign, and Senator Obama's run a good campaign. He's run a good campaign everywhere. He's a good candidate with a good organization.
Yeah, it's hard to hear that, but a reporter talking to Bill Clinton saying, hey, Barack Obama says it's two against one here, and then Bill Clinton, I guess, dismissing Barack Obama's win in South Carolina by saying Jesse Jackson won South Carolina, too.
Yeah, but what Bill Clinton was really doing there was injecting race into the campaign, and he was trying to identify Jesse Jackson with Obama. And they're two very, very different politicians. Senator Obama is very mainstream. Jesse Jackson was not. And I think that even though President Clinton was being very generous and saying, you know, he's a wonderful politician, et cetera, what he was really doing was reminding people that that Obama is a black candidate. And I think that was sort of injecting the race card into the race.
Yeah.
Into the presidential race. I mean, it's using the word race twice, but
right,
you know what
right.
I mean.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton was asked about her husband's campaign tactics on the Sunday morning talk shows, I believe, and she thought that maybe he went over the line, but justified it this way.
You know, I think that you know what he is doing for me is obviously out of a sense of deep commitment to me personally, but also based on his experience as president as to who he thinks would best lead our country. And I know that in my own support of him going back some years, I sometimes got a little bit carried away. I confess to that. But he is going to continue to be with me and support me and speak out for me, and I'm very grateful for that.
So, Bill, at least yesterday on the campaign trail, has chilled and wasn't making any controversial statements. Do you think we'll forgive and forget?
Well, I think we'll forgive him. He's a very good politician, but I think the problem is that Hillary is running as the first woman, you know, really woman who she's not the first woman who's run for president, but she's the first woman who is really a viable candidate. And I mean, there really is a possibility that she'll be a woman president. And she's touting herself as an independent woman, and she was very proud, for example, of winning the women's vote in New Hampshire, and particularly older women. But in the image doesn't square, because when things get rough, she still needs a man to defend her. And I think that's the real problem. I mean, Clinton was acting like a politician, and he was campaigning in a very negative way. But I think it was particularly difficult in her case because she's, you know, one of the messages of feminism is that she's an independent woman. And here, when things get really rough, is a man defending her.
Well, breaking news, as far as I'm concerned, Professor Tolchin, CBS News is reporting that John Edwards will drop out of the presidential race this afternoon.
Oh, really? Well,
and
I wonder where...
That is big news, isn't it?
That's very big news, and I wonder who he'll endorse or whether he'll remain as sort of a king or queen maker.
Well, that was the whole, at least theory, is that while he had been, you know, trailing behind, that he wanted to stay in the race and keep racking up some delegates to be that so-called kingmaker at the convention.
That's interesting. That's the first I've heard of it, and I think that's probably the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Since he is coming, he didn't win South Carolina, and he was born in South Carolina. It was his state. And he did very poorly in that state, so I guess that the numbers don't lie.
Well, there we go. Thanks to a caller, Tom in Rhinelander, who said he heard that on CBS, and we have at least confirmed on the CBS website, just one line, Democrat John Edwards will drop out of the presidential race, CBS News has learned. More to come. And if more information comes during this hour, we will pass that along as well. So, well, what's your reaction to all of this news from the campaign trail? Democrat John Edwards reportedly, according to CBS, will drop out of the presidential race. Rudy Giuliani is dropping out of the presidential race as well. It's reported that Giuliani will endorse John McCain today. John McCain is the winner of yesterday's Florida primary, a close win over Mitt Romney. Hillary Clinton is the winner of Florida's Democratic primary, though no delegates were awarded in the Democratic primary in Florida because the Democratic National Committee was sanctioning Florida for moving its primary up. We're also talking about the endorsement this week of not just Ted Kennedy, but Caroline Kennedy and Patrick Kennedy of Barack Obama. And wondering what all this means to you, all of these changes on the presidential trail, the news, is it changing your mind? Is it making you wonder who's going to get your vote? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along. Hope you stay tuned. Hope you join Ben Marins this afternoon between 4 and 6 for At Issue. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, as we have discussed, is dropping out of the GOP race for president and is expected to endorse John McCain today. Ben and his guest will take a look at the results of the Florida primary after 4 o'clock this afternoon. We're doing some of that as well during this hour with our guest Susan Tolchin, a professor of public policy at George Mason University, also taking a look at not only the results of the Florida primary, but some of the other news from the campaign trail this week, including the Kennedys' endorsement of Barack Obama this week, and talking about how significant that is, talking about Bill Clinton and whether or not he's going to keep it down, and whether or not he's been hurting his wife's campaign or not with some of his rhetoric on the campaign trail, and welcoming your thoughts and questions and your reaction to this news that, at least according to CBS News, that Democrat John Edwards is going to drop out of the presidential race. So that would leave just two on the Democratic side. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And on the Republican side, we will have John McCain and Mitt Romney, the front runners. Mike Huckabee says he's going to stay in the race, at least for now. What about that, Professor Tolchin? Why would Mike Huckabee stay in the race?
Well, I think the whole thing is like musical chairs, mm-hmm. and it's really it's the most exciting presidential race that I can remember in my lifetime. And I think Huckabee is staying in because Huckabee is a natural for vice president. I think Huckabee is, you know, if McCain gets it, Huckabee would be a very good choice to balance McCain, and certainly would attract the conservative wing of the Republican Party. So perhaps he's staying in the race just to make him, you know, maintain his visibility for that selection process at the convention.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what our callers are thinking about right now. Kathy in Superior, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm driving. I'm going to pull over, but I think it's sad that we don't have a democracy anymore. It's big money that drives the presidential race, and the media, who's choosing our candidates.
Well, why do you say the media are choosing the candidates?
Because whoever is getting coverage is the one that is getting out there. If you don't have coverage, you're not going to get any kind of support from the public. I mean, people just aren't out there looking at what's going on. They're just listening to who's running, and now it's down to Hillary and Obama. If Hillary gets it, that's 24 years of either Clinton or Bush. That does not sound like a democracy to me.
That's a very good point, that the media is portraying this as a horse race, and you know, who wins, who loses. But the money factor, as your caller points out, is very, very real, and they're raising tens of millions of dollars in this, is just in the primary races. But I think that democracy is really functioning because Hillary really did have all the money, and she had most of the money in the primary races. And here are people mounting a very significant challenge. So that I think democracy does work. And as Winston Churchill said, democracy is the worst form of government until you've seen all the others. And I think mm-hmm. that elections are marvelous outlets for political anger, for one thing, because people can change. If you don't like the president, you can elect another president, and our elections don't result in the kind of violence that you're seeing right now in Kenya, for example. So I think it's working pretty well. I think the caller is right in certain respects, but I think on the whole it's working much better than it works around the rest of the world.
Well, the caller alluded to the 24 years of Bush and Clinton, and that's not democracy. Talk a little. I mean, that's a little bit of what Barack Obama's whole, you know, his campaign message is that we don't need more of the same, or we don't need this legacy stuff. We need change.
I think that's a very, very good point, mm-hmm. and that's been the point of the Obama campaign, that he represents change. And I think it's very, as we've seen with all these campaign slogans, are very important. And it's interesting to see what people are responding to. Mm-hmm. And I'm intrigued by the response, the public response to Obama, who is a very exciting candidate. And Hillary did attract most of the money, and I think she's worked very hard, and she's very smart. But her real problem is that she has not run for sheriff. I mean, she's mm-hmm. not come from the bottom, which all the other candidates have done. In other words, she's lacking a certain charisma and charm at the level that she's running, and the other candidates seem to have.
Yeah.
Perhaps not Giuliani, but the others did.
Yeah, I was going to ask you too, Professor Tolchin, your reaction to the New York chapter of the National Organization for Women, mm-hmm. which released a statement after Ted Kennedy endorsed Barack Obama, saying that was a slap in the face for women.
Well, I'm not sure that I think that it was the New York chapter, not the national chapter.
Right, the national chapter actually toned that down quite a bit.
Right. And I think that they reacted because, you know, it is exciting to have a woman running and a black running for the first time in history as very serious, viable candidates. So So I think they were reacting. As a matter of fact, I think they were overreacting because it is a democracy and it is a race, and and it's very significant, the large numbers of women that are voting for Obama.
Yeah. Where do you see now the Democratic side first going into Super Tuesday in terms of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, and where you see this race going?
Well, I think, as you know, Super Tuesday is this coming Tuesday, and 24 states are going to be voting in this national, sort of a regional, well, it's the closest thing to a national primary that we have, and I think it's all going to be finished then, and I have absolutely no idea. I mean, it will either be Hillary or Obama, and it's going to be a very interesting weekend. I think I absolutely have no idea. I know that Hillary is Karl Rove's favorite candidate because Republicans feel that she can be beaten. I haven't seen similar statements about Obama, but I think that race is still an issue in this country, and who knows? We really, I think this whole election is up in the air. And as a matter of fact, I think it's the most Democratic of all the elections that I've seen in recent years, but. The primary system, however, is not democratic, and the fact that the national party is penalizing Florida and penalizing other states, and the fact that this kind of conflict is going on among the states about who's going to go first really shows us how badly we need either regional primaries or a national primary, and we really also need to shorten the electoral process of the primaries because that's where you get all the big money. I mean, that's where the need for money is so clear. Okay. If it was shortened, I mean, England, for example, only allows about a month's campaigning, and as a result, there's just so much money that can be spent. You can't advertise for more than a month, and it's the TV advertising that has really ratcheted up the cost of campaigns, and I think kind of makes campaigns more undemocratic than they were in the past.
Okay, here's this update from the Associated Press. Democrat John Edwards is exiting the presidential race Wednesday, ending a scrappy underdog bid in which he steered his rivals toward progressive ideals while grappling with family hardship that roused voters' sympathies but never diverted his campaign. The two-time White House candidate notified a close circle of senior advisors that he planned to make the announcement at a 1 p.m. Eastern Time event in New Orleans that has been billed as a speech on poverty. The decision came after Edwards lost the four states to hold nominating contests so far to rivals who stole the spotlight from the beginning, Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Obama. The former North Carolina senator will not immediately endorse either candidate in what is now a two-person race for the Democratic nomination. So, any further reaction?
Well, I guess he's going to stay as the kingmaker. Everybody's going to wait for his endorsement, perhaps, and he's going to drop out, but he can still be he hasn't thrown his support one way or the other, and together, in the national polls anyway, if he throws his support to Obama and they actually go there, that's the question. I mean, he can throw his support one way, and the big question is whether his supporters will actually go with whatever candidate he steers them toward.
Mark in Chippewa Falls, hi, you're on the air. I'm sorry, we seem to have lost Mark. Let's go to Sheila in Zion, Illinois. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I actually have a comment and a question. I guess my comment is I've never participated in politics really at all. I mean, I voted in the last three elections, but I've never been actively involved, and I've just been so inspired and excited by Barack Obama's candidacy and what he's trying to accomplish. Sometimes I feel a little bit insulted because I am an African-American woman to say that I'm only voting for him because he's an African-American. I feel I'm voting for him because he's the best choice. I think he's smart. I think he's a great statesman, and I think he's less divisive than Hillary Clinton, and the way she has ran her campaign has proven that to me. So that's why I'm really in the camp of Obama. Now, my question is, if Obama does not get the nomination, where does all that energy go? Because, like someone else mentioned here today, Hillary Clinton does not invoke the same emotions. If anything, she invokes the opposite. So it's like, you don't really want to vote for a Republican because, you know, John McCain's ideals are just so far away from where, you know, my ideals are. But it's like, where do you place all that energy? I guess that's my question, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Sheila.
That's a wonderful question. Where is all of that energy and enthusiasm going to go? Because large numbers of people are voting in this in these primaries that don't even vote in general elections. And apathy, you know, not voting has been a big problem in the presidential elections. I think 62% of the eligible voters voted in 1960, you know, in the Kennedy-Nixon election. And now we're down under 50%. So we're moving south on this, and more people are becoming apathetic. And the reason they're apathetic is that they're just not enthusiastic. So they don't have the kind of enthusiasm reflected in your last caller. So I think that where the question is excellent. Where is all this energy going to go? I think it's going to go back to politics as usual, which gives us a large. Gives us half the population not voting for the president.
Yeah. Thanks again, Sheila. Next, we go to Ivy in Evansville. Hi, Ivy. You're on the air.
Hi. I have a comment and then a question. I've been listening to the coverage of the primaries, and I was hearing all along that there was question of where the black vote might go in the Carolinas because it was such a strong state, you know, that they didn't know if it would go for Hillary because of the Clinton background, or they didn't know if it would go to Obama. So my thought was that when Bill Clinton responded to that in his comment about Jesse Jackson, I took it more like, okay, yeah, well, there was a question here, and, you know, we lost this, but we might do somewhere else because we know the history of this state. There are a lot of people there that will vote, black voters that will come out and vote, and so we might have a chance. But I may be wrong. But could you also talk about other things he did that? That's one of the only things I've heard. Are there other things that he did that were blunders or? Or could it be possible that he was just saying, well, we lost here, but, you know, this is why? Because the media brought it up before they even had the primary. They were the ones who brought up race. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard anyway.
But, well, I think Bill Clinton did a lot of things that that hurt Hillary, and the fact that he's been quiet means that her campaign has had an impact. For example, there was one rally, I forget the state, but there was one rally in which she had to speak by 9 o'clock to get on television, to get on primetime TV. And he really was introducing her, but he was also making a speech. He couldn't help himself, and he spoke till 10 o'clock, and she lost the opportunity. So that I think he's just such an enthusiastic campaigner that and can be long-winded that he makes mistakes like that are really kind of devastating. I think the real mistake, however, is this idea that he had when he ran for president. He promised the public that they were going to get two for the price of one. In other words, Hillary would be kind of a co-president, mm-hmm. and this is coming back now. And when he's campaigning with her, the image is that she is going to be a totally owned subsidiary of Bill Clinton, and it raises questions, as you had in the previous caller, with the dynasties. Is it going to be a dynasty and so on? And she also has suggested in her speeches that he would play a major role in the White House. So there's been lots of speculation. Where is he going to sit in the Oval Office? What's he going to do? How is he going to have a role in this White House, and what is it going to be? And over the weekend, Frank Rich wrote a very, very interesting column in the New York Times calling them Billary, mm-hmm. which is a conjunction of Bill and Hillary. And I think if that phrase catches on, it's not going to help Hillary win the White House, and it's going to give the Republicans more ammunition than they already have. And what's happening with the Obama-Hillary campaign is that they are each doing the negative research for the Republican Party. So whoever wins, I think, is going to make life a whole lot easier for their opponent.
Yeah, he was really Bill Clinton scrapping with reporters, too. I recall seeing a reporter, I think it was a CNN reporter, asking about some some aspect about race and politics, and shame on you, shame on you. You're turning this race into race, and it's your fault. And then here's a clip where he was tussling verbally with a ABC reporter in a parking lot somewhere.
It is wrong that Senator Obama got to go through 15 debates trumpeting his superior judgment and how he had been against the war in every year, enumerating the years, and never got asked one time, not once. Well, how could you say that when you said in 2004 you didn't know how you would have voted on the resolution? You said in 2004 there was no difference between you and George Bush on the war, and you took that speech you're now running on off your website in 2004, and there's no difference in your voting record in Hillary's ever since. Give me a break. This whole thing is the biggest fairy tale I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was not the ABC reporter in the parking lot, but you remember that, don't you?
Oh, yes, and it's just not presidential. I mean, when you think of previous presidents, you think of Jimmy Carter building houses. You think, and we kind of like Bill Clinton and his role as a philanthropist, and you know, it's just not. It brings up, I think, his campaigning for Hillary in this way. Brings up all the problems of the Clinton administration, the things that the public didn't like about the Clinton administration, the Lincoln bedroom, the Oval Office. I mean, the White House is kind of sacred to the public. The president is kind of sacred. I mean, even a president like Bush with very low negatives in the polls is treated with great respect when he gives the State of the Union address. So the presidency itself has a sort of aura about it that doesn't square with the image of the negative kind of campaigning that Bill Clinton has been doing for his wife.
Yeah. We're talking with Susan Tolchin, professor of public policy at George Mason University, the author of many books, 9 books, including most recently A World United, How Ethnic, Religious, and Racial Leaders Torch the Globe. Talking with us about presidential campaign politics and all of the news from the campaign trail, and there's a lot of it. Let me see if I can recap this. John McCain beats Mitt Romney in the GOP primary in Florida yesterday. Rudy Giuliani says he's done as a presidential candidate. He's dropping out and will endorse later today John McCain. Talking about on the Democratic side, how Hillary Clinton was the top vote getter in Florida's Democratic primary yesterday, but no delegates awarded in that primary, at least not now. Talking about the endorsement of the Kennedys of Barack Obama and criticism of former President Bill Clinton, and all the wondering as to whether Bill Clinton is hurting his wife's campaign. He is toning it down. He didn't say anything controversial yesterday or the past couple of days. And this breaking while we're on the air that John Edwards is expected to withdraw from the presidential race during a speech this afternoon. And as of now, will not immediately endorse either of the remaining candidates. So there we go. I don't know if I missed anything. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And now we go to Super Tuesday. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Stay tuned. Kathleen Dunn is with you after 9 o'clock. After 9, Kathleen talks with a couple of guests about conditions in Darfur and the crisis in Kenya in the 9 o'clock hour. And then after 10, more on the results of the Florida primary, which we are looking at right now, and other news from the presidential campaign trail. Back to the phones. George in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks. Although I usually don't look to George Will to give me my opinions, I do sometimes appreciate his political analysis. And the other day in one of his columns, he had mentioned that he felt that if Hillary would eventually get nominated and elected as president, she could probably only win the election with maybe 51% of the vote, whereas if Obama was the candidate, he had the potential of having a much more sweeping landslide, at least the potential, and therefore he would probably be in a better position to really move the country in some of the directions that both of them are interested in. I wonder if your guests could comment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a very interesting point about Obama. And at this point, I haven't seen any data to show that he would win in a landslide. Mm-hmm. And I'm really very frightened about the you know, the hidden, the things that the polls won't mm-hmm. won't bring up, such as you know, how many people would not vote for him because he was black, and I'm really afraid that there is a racist element in the country, and I'm not sure that you know, that your predictions are correct. I would think it would be wonderful if we didn't have this racist group, but I don't know what percentage they are, or, you know, if a pollster comes up to you and says, would you vote for a black person, of course people are going to say, you know, what the pollster, what they think is politically correct. But what they're going to do in that voting booth is a big mystery. And the polls, interestingly enough, the polls have been wrong in New Hampshire, and they've been wrong in a lot of different mm-hmm. races, so we can't rely on them as much as we used to, at least in this area. This is a big unknown.
Yeah. Speaking of endorsements throughout the program, another endorsement that Barack Obama picked up yesterday was from Kansas Governor Democrat Kathleen Sebelius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, red state Democratic governor. That mm-hmm. Big deal there.
Well, she was selected to give the response, mm-hmm. the Democratic mm-hmm. response to the State of the Union message. And perhaps she was angling for a vice presidential, you know, mm-hmm. a candidacy. I don't know. I think it's interesting. It's a red state, and I watched her more carefully than I would have. And she's not a very charismatic speaker, but maybe he has enough charisma yeah. for two people. I don't know. But you know, there's a very interesting point that that I picked up in one of the newspaper stories yesterday. That even though Ted Kennedy and his niece Caroline endorsed Obama, and a number of Kennedys did, there were also Kennedys that endorsed Clinton,
right?
Such as Kathleen Townsend mm-hmm. Kennedy, the mm-hmm. lieutenant governor, former mm-hmm. lieutenant governor of Maryland, and several other of her own siblings. She's a daughter of Bobby Kennedy, so that the family is obviously divided on this, although the most visible members of the family have endorsed Obama.
Yeah. Thanks to George. Dave in Appleton. Hello, Dave. You're on the air.
Good morning. I guess I need to quote somebody, too, but I was watching Chris Matthews this morning. He was kind of on a roll, but he was comparing Clinton and Obama to Salieri and Mozart from Amadeus, if you remember the movie. And he went on to talk about these charismatic candidates that have come along, Paul Tsongas, Bill Bradley, and so on, and he said they always lose to the machine in the primaries. He said the only time a similar thing happened was with Kennedy and Nixon in the general election. But I thought it was kind of a good point. It was kind of depressing to hear it for me, but I wonder if that's true.
Well, I think to some extent it's true, but if a candidate or if a somebody running for office is appealing to the voters, the machine will go with that person. So I think that, you know, that's a factor that's not tallied in.
Yeah.
In other words, if they see that you're a good vote getter, they'll go with you. And he's a superb vote getter, and he can infect crowds. And I think his talents are very his political talents are very evident. So when somebody is that successful at the polls, then and that speaks it speaks volumes.
I want to talk a little bit about the Republican side here, where I saw John McCain making a comment before. The voters in Florida went to the polls that Mitt Romney was consistent in that he was so inconsistent in that he has changed his mind or position on a number of different policy matters. And then Mitt Romney responded that John McCain should stop with the personal attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you want to comment on whether that's is that a personal attack?
Well, I don't know. I think anything goes in these elections. And what he was saying about Romney is that as governor of Massachusetts, Romney was very liberal, took very liberal positions on choice and on a mm-hmm. variety of other issues. And now that he's running in the Republican primary, he's done a 180-degree turn, and he's become very conservative on issues that that he was previously very liberal on. Now, I think that in general, you know, we have to be tolerant of people changing their minds. After all, events change, and mm-hmm. we've all changed our minds on certain things, depending on evidence, so that perhaps, but in Romney's case, it really does look very cynical because 40% of the Republican voters in the primaries are, you know, conservatives, evangelicals, and so on, even though they're 10% of the Republican electorate. And so if you're running in a Republican primary, you can't run as a pro-choice liberal. And that's what he, you know, that's what he was sort of in as governor of Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's a legitimate criticism, and I think that's what campaigning's all about.
Yeah. Should we talk
where you cross mm-hmm. the line into negative campaigning is up to the voter.
Should we talk about Sylvester Stallone endorsing John McCain?
Right. I don't know. I think Oprah helped Obama, but John Voight came out to work with Giuliani in Florida.
Yeah.
And
look where that got him.
Yeah, I mean, just a few people appeared at the rally, so I'm not sure that this array of movie stars it depends. It depends on how hot the movie star is at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that maybe a lot of Florida voters didn't even know John Voight. So
yeah, let's go to Howard and Bruce. Hello, Howard.
Yes, I wondered if your guest thinks that John McCain's age will become a factor at some point, and if so, how that might play out.
Well, I think it is a factor. It's been brought up, and I think that the Reagan also was criticized for age, and he made a joke out of it, and really he won a lot of voters by bringing it up. I mean, he preempted his opponents by saying he wouldn't discuss age, so that it came up and left. So I'm not sure that that age, especially if you act vital, and McCain is very vital, and I also think my husband and I were in Vietnam last year, and we visited the Hanoi Hilton and saw the cell that McCain was kept in for 5 years, and I think a couple of pictures of that would be riveting, because he really is a genuine war hero. He really didn't he refused to be released until his fellow officers were released, and the cell and the Hanoi Hilton is a very grim place. He is a genuine war hero and should be given a lot of credit for that.
Yeah. I saw, though, polling in Florida, issues that matter most to the voters in Florida, whereas the economy was way above 50% of being the number one important issue. And war on terrorism, war in Iraq, those issues were way down there in the teens in terms of support. So given at least this snapshot in time, I guess McCain's expertise when it comes to terrorism, national security, the war, mm-hmm. is not...
It's not going to be important.
Yeah.
That's right. That's very true. And Florida particularly, because Florida, you know, there's a great deal of overbuilding, and Florida as a state has suffered a great deal in terms of the subprime mortgage crisis and the economy in general. So yeah. I think that... and it's interesting because I was surprised myself at how well Giuliani did in the early... in the early poll numbers and in his early campaigning, and because national security and terrorism was a much bigger issue than now, with the economy moving south, that has become a big issue.
Thank you very much, Howard, for the call. It reminded me that I saw Chuck Norris apologizing for making comments about John McCain's age.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And John McCain had said that he was going to send his 95-year-old mother to go wash Chuck's mouth up with soap.
That is funny.
Stephen Madison is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes. What was your guest's name?
Well, go ahead. What's your question or comment? She's Professor Susan Tolchin.
Okay, Professor Tolchin, I have just two questions. One, you said that Hillary had raised all the money. My understanding was that Barack had raised equal amounts and, in fact, had raised over $100 million. So he's hardly underfunded.
Well, I think $100 million is probably a lot more, but I think he's not underfunded. No, you're right. He's raised less than Hillary, but I think they're
comparable, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, the latest figures I've seen, maybe I'm not as close to the clips as you are, but the latest figures I've seen, he's slightly under.
Yeah, but anyway, so
not enough to make a difference.
Is that the point you wanted to make, Steve?
No, that was one point. The second point was the professor's main point is that Bill has been highly negative, and I really haven't seen that. And I would like to give an example of something that she thought was really highly negative.
Pardon me, I didn't answer your question.
He doesn't think that Bill Clinton has been negative on the campaign trail. Besides the comment about Jesse Jackson, which many thought was race baiting, is there any other example of negative campaigning?
Well, I think that that's a very good point, and he has been he's been very vigorous, and I think that it's interpreted, a lot of his activity is interpreted as negative campaigning. He's been very partisan, he's gotten into the fray, he's attacked the press, you know, he's really been on the offensive and on many issues, and that's the way you campaign in a primary. I mean, you're trying to interspersed with all the negative campaigning is a great deal of positive campaigning, because he's talking about how good Hillary is as a candidate and as a potential president. So I think that you get a combination of both, but the tone, I think, is negative, especially. What I think we're talking about is, should he be in this role? And as a former president, that's what people interpret as being inappropriate and negative.
Yeah, Brian in Elkhorn in this email says, now that Edwards has dropped out of the race, what do you think the chances are that the eventual nominee will ask Edwards to be the vice president on the ticket? I think Hillary and Edwards or Obama and Edwards would be great combinations.
That's a wonderful question, and I agree with you. I think it would be a wonderful combination, but I don't think that Senator Edwards is going to, I don't think John Edwards is going to run for vice president. He's already run for vice president with John Kerry in 2004, and I don't think he'd accept it.
Yeah.
That's just my, you know, and of course, a week is an eternity in politics, and I could be wrong.
Yeah, and we all could. Thank you so much for being with us. Susan Tolchin, professor of public policy at George Mason University, author of 9 books, including most recently A World United, How Ethnic, Religious, and Racial Leaders Torch the Globe. We thank her for talking with us about all of the latest news from the race for president. John McCain wins in Florida yesterday. Hillary Clinton wins in Florida yesterday. Rudy Giuliani drops out of the race. He will endorse McCain today. And John Edwards reportedly going to drop out of the race this afternoon. We'll have more on all of this in the days to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.